Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I love wintertime. It's a good time of year.
You know, I'm over it because it is so cold and there is no snow.
It's only because you haven't strapped on your snowboard and gone skiing, snowboarding, whatever it is you do.
Yeah, no, it's too cold for that. I don't want to go out in this. And you know, I know that it is really, really super cold and that even the wildlife is struggling because I've been seeing them lower and lower a lot lately.
So, you know, it's weird. If you get out of town at all, the further you go, and of course you live in the cedars up there, so you probably know this better than I do, but the snow gets deeper and deeper and the animals are struggling. And just be respectful of them this time of year. This is when they need to conserve energy. Don't make them expend any unnecessary energy. So if you see them, don't spook them. Just leave them alone. Don't make eye contact with them. You know, just leave them alone, because you actually can run them to the point that they die, and it doesn't take much this time of year. They've stored up for this, but don't make them spend it.
And they're running on fumes.
And same with your domestic pets. You know, a lot of people don't realize it's as important for your domestic pets to have water in the wintertime as it is in the summer. Because their water bowl freezes and stuff. You got to make sure that they have lots of hydration. They really dehydrate fast in the wintertime.
You know, it's very true. I've got a stray cat that I've been feeding for, at this point, how many years until it's not a stray anymore and it's your cat?
I think once you started feeding it, it no longer became a stray.
It's okay. So I now own a cat, an outdoor cat. And every morning I go and fill up its water dish and it will drink for a solid 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy because you think, oh, well, there's all this snow everywhere. And you know, it's funny. It'll let me know that its water's frozen. It'll climb up on my roof and drink out of the gutters.
So I have dogs, and I have lots of dogs. I have four dogs, and they're all bigger dogs. And so they have 5-gallon buckets that they drink water out of. And I just bring them in at night, the dogs and the water buckets. Let the water buckets thaw out, and then it's unthawed, and you have to freshen it up. But it's not a big ice ball.
Right.
For the next day. But it's important for them to have lots of water. And I like to feed my dogs a little extra in the wintertime as well, just to give them that extra calories to kind of keep themselves warm.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, even chickens, I mean, anything like that, they definitely require more food and water this time of year.
Yeah. And I think that you should take the time to try to, you know, if you have a chicken coop, put a heat light in there or something like that. And same with your dog. I bring my dogs in the house. They stay in crates. I don't like them roaming around my house, but they come in on the winter nights, and especially like right now. Last night it was cold. I think we're going to see temperatures in the negative up to the negative teens wind chill factor tonight in the Castle Valley area. So, you know, that's really extremely cold. That's a lot for an animal to deal with. So just make sure you're thinking about them. Make sure you feed them a little extra. And as far as the wildlife goes, careful on Carbonville Road, Spring Glen, Highway 6 all the way up to Helper. A lot of animals down in that area right now. The East Interchange out there on the other side of Price, the east side, I see a lot of deer that have been hit there. So just know to be looking for those animals there. And be careful. Don't make them run if you keep from it.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that's coming up that's going to be huge, shed antler time. And, you know, there are rules to this.
So as of February 1st, you have to have your antler gathering course completed, and you carry your little permit that you get with you if you're out shed antler hunting. So make sure you do that. It takes like 5 minutes, but it does educate you a lot as to what the animals are dealing with, what they're going through, and why you don't want to disturb them as much. And and you know what? The antlers are going to be there. They're going to be just as good in a month from now as they are right now. Give a little respect to the animals and try not to push them around. And you can really push them up into the deep snow and then you kill them.
Right. Exactly. So definitely be respectful. And it's, you know, you need to consider shed antler hunting just as serious as you do any other hunting season.
I agree. And you know, the other thing to be respectful of is the land itself. Don't take your four-wheeler and go destroy the habitat. You know, stay on the roads. I like to shed antler hunt on foot mostly, but they say horseback's good too. You get a good perspective, but make sure you're being respectful of everything else, or the rules will change.
Right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in and giving us an update.
Hey, happy wintertime, everyone. It's upon us, and February is historically our wettest month, so I would expect some snow, so be ready to shovel.
Yeah, be ready. I mean, it's already hit the northern parts of the state,
like,
so...
Like crazy, yeah.
Like a lot. And you know what that means. It's only going to get...
It's coming.
It's only going to get us eventually. So you got to be ready for it. That has been another Castle Country Focus. And you can listen to this interview in its entirety by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.